I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Fair Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, yesterday, Representative Kevin Kiley introduced the Modern Worker Empowerment Act and the Modern Worker Security Act to protect independent workers and businesses from regulatory uncertainty. Modern Worker Empowerment Act amends existing federal laws to establish a clear and predictable test for determining whether a worker is classified as an independent contractor or an employee. The Modern Worker Security Act establishes a federal safe harbor that allows companies to voluntarily provide portable benefits to independent contractors without the risk of federal agencies reclassifying those workers as employees. The good article can be found at sierrawave.net. Remember, we post these things so that you know what your congressmen and senators are doing so that you can take action by calling and supporting or opposing. The choice is yours. Well, welcome to Business Snippets with Asa Davis. That's right. And today we're talking about Astorgas, the family-owned business that produces the delicious meals we all know and love. But how did these family recipes come about? When did this awesome restaurant start and why? The answers are all found here at sierrawave.net. Read it, Business Snippets with Asa Davis from our after-school program. The junior varsity mathletes proved that the winter break did nothing to rust their math skills as they claimed the first mathletes victory of the new year, despite being weakened by missing members. The team fought hard to tie for first. The increasingly difficult problems and other teams made a difficult challenge for the mathletes, but Claire Haverstock, who placed third overall in individual scores, in addition to Ruby Van de Hoven, Santi Lopez, Amaya Hayes, and Adam Perez, gathered enough points to come out on top. Together, they managed to tie for first place with an incredible 12 points, with Rosamond to keep their winning streak alive. Other impressive mathletes who did not compete as regulars, those whose points do not count toward the team total this competition, are Reagan Dermondi, Sydney Garcia, Tatum Swanson, Alexis Solorio, and Kevin Rivas. These mathletes went up against the hardest questions yet this season, which made the win even more rewarding. More on this can be found at sierrawave.net. The BUH boys soccer team finished first place in High Desert League and will face Delano on their first playoff game at home. The boys soccer team has been seeded number 4 in Division 5. They are hosting Delano High School today, Friday, February 14th at 3:30 p.m. Ticket gates are opening at 2:30 p.m. CIF requires charging an admission of $10 for general admission and $5 for students and seniors. Tickets should be purchased on gofan.co. Girls basketball has been seeded 8th in Division 5. They'll host the East High School on today, Friday, February 14th at 5 p.m. Ticket gates will open for this at 4 p.m. And reminder, CIF requires charging admission of $10 for general admission and $5 for students and seniors. Tickets should be purchased at gofan.co. Well, unfortunately, Kelly Ray Denver passed away on January 5th, 2025. With love and gratitude, we celebrate the life of Kelly Ray Denver, who passed away on January 5th of 2025 at the age of 65. A lifelong resident of Bishop, Kelly was a proud member of the Bishop Paiute Tribe and a graduate of Bishop Union High School. She filled every day with warmth, laughter, and deep appreciation for the people around her. Please join us in honoring Kelly's beautiful life on Sunday, February 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Barlow Lane Gym. A potluck will follow. For more on her obituary, head to sierrawave.net. What's happening at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, Love Hurts is being held over, rated R. Action-adventure, 1 hour and 23 minutes, has a 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb. Marvin is a Milwaukee realtor who receives a crimson envelope from Rose, a former partner in crime, whom he left for dead. He now finds himself thrust back into a world of ruthless hitmen and double crosses that turn his open house into deadly war zones. Hunted by his brother, a volatile crime lord, Marvin must confront the choice that haunts him and the history he never truly buried. New this week is Captain America Brave New World, rated PG-13, action sci-fi, 1 hour and 58 minutes long, 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb. Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident after meeting with President Thaddeus Ross. He must soon discover the reason behind a nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seeing red. Well, for showtimes, go to bishoptwintheater.com. Apologize, we were not able to remove Captain America Brave New World today because of the snow, but you can see the review of Love Hurts. Well, since 1996, we are your resource for news, sports, and culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, tune in this week to Skippable News. We have Fire Chief Carrington and Fire Chief Schmidt telling us about their experience with the LA Fire. C5 has Naomi in, continuing last week's interview. Gina Van Hess from Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce and Pastor Lamones. And of course, we already told you, but what's playing at Bishop Twin Theater. Thanks for listening.